कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्पिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतले तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम शरणम्। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णु पार श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णु पार श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज।
Nitalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj 的莲花主呢，自己千百万次的礼拜。
Yesterday we discussed that if anyone wants to be happy forever, no suffering at all, then they should have devotion of Supreme Lord Krishna. They should hear His glories. They should speak His glories, qualities, and very sweet pastimes of Supreme Lord. And this is Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means now in world what is going on, that is not yoga. This is like exercise for body. Yoga means there should be two things. And if they are added, then it is yoga. 1 + 1 is equal to 2. 4 + 5 is equal to 9. So what is yoga? Eternal transcendental yoga. Jeeva is transcendental. Soul is transcendental. And Supreme Lord Krishna is transcendental. How we can be related with Him? How we can please Him by our services? Oh, this is Bhakti
Yoga. 我们就应该对 Krishna 呢有奉献的情感，也就是呢 Bhakti。那么我们应该聆听 Krishna 的荣耀，也讲述他的荣耀，以及呢他甜美的逍遥时光。这就是呢 Bhakti Yoga，风来瑜伽。那么现在所进行的一切的话呢，都与这些东西无关的，因为瑜伽呢应该是两样东西的，就是一加一等于二，或者说四加五哈等于九，类似这样的加法。 那么呢，Krishna 是超然的，而我们个体灵魂也是超然的。那么这一种呢，两者两个超然的东西的连接，那被就称为呢，就奉爱瑜伽。Really,
in this world, they are very fortunate. Those who have taste in hearing Hari Katha. For Bhakti Yoga, they should serve high class of devotees. Those who have realized Supreme Lord, those who are always chanting Krishna name with tear in his eyes. And they should be in Tirtha. Tirtha means in Vrindavan, Sri Navadvip Dham or Nilachal Dham, where always so many sadhus are there practicing bhakti yoga. By this, their soul will be happy. Then nasta prayesu abhadresu. These shlokas.
那么在这个世界上我们是很幸运的得以聆听和讲述呢Krishna他讲的关于Krishna的命题。那么在这个我们应该去服务呢对Krishna有品位的这些高阶的奉献者，并且呢去聆听和唱诵圣名，因为他们呢对他们总是唱诵圣名和对Krishna有内在的觉悟。那么在Vrindavan和在呢Navadvip的话呢，有很多这类型的圣人。那么只有服务他们的话呢，我们才得以呢有真正的快乐。
It cannot go there.
The other microphone is broken.
Om Jnana Tiranindasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
So, Srila Gurudev has been explaining to us this subject matter of pure bhakti yoga, how our soul can unite with the Supreme Soul, Sri Krishna.
Oh, there's no other mic. Give the other mic.
We can't keep giving it back and forth.
Why not? You cannot speak while she's speaking.
We will not mind now.
But the Guru wants to say something.
What?
那么我们刚才讲的这个命题呢，是关于呢去的奉献、奉爱瑜伽，也就是呢个体灵魂呢与超灵之间的这个连接这个命题。那么Srila Gurudev呢叫我关于这个命题的讲述一点东西。
Oh, you can take.
Why don't you from there?
Yesterday was okay.
Mic
broken. One mic broken. Should be fixed.
So the process of yoga, Srila Gurudev explained that in this world, people that are practicing so-called yoga is mainly just physical exercises.
实际上现今世界他们所修习的瑜伽的话都是身体的活动，那么这是Srila Gurudev指出来的。
It is not actually yoga, because the very word yoga means to unite together.
因为这实际上不是真正的瑜伽，因为瑜伽yoga这个词的话是连接的意思。
Like Srila Gurudev said, 1 + 1 = 2.
就像Srila Gurudev刚才提到的，一加一才能等于二。
So what yoga actually refers to is the linking together, the uniting together of our soul, which Srila Gurudev is saying is transcendental, and linking together with the Supreme Soul, Sri Krishna, who is the Supreme Transcendental.
那么呢，实际上，Srila Gurudev也提到了刚才讲的就是说呢，瑜伽真正的瑜伽的话呢，就是我们的灵魂，那么还有呢，超灵两者呢都是超然的，那么他们的这个连接呢，被称为呢，yoga。
So the process of bhakti yoga is the process by which our soul will be united eternally with the Supreme Soul in transcendental bhakti, which means pure love and devotion.
所以的话呢，瑜伽的意思的话呢，就是我们的个体灵魂与超灵永远的连接在一起。那么这被称为bhakti yoga，纯粹的奉爱。
Now in our present condition, we have so many impediments, so many obstacles which are preventing our soul from connecting with the Supreme Being.
那么在我们现在这种状态的话呢，我们有很多的障碍哦，来阻挡我们个体灵魂与呢这个自尊灵魂的哈、哦、这个呢连接。
Just like for example, if you have a magnet, and the magnet is automatically going to be attracted to a piece of metal, but if you put something to obstruct the magnetic force in between, like a brick, oh, then it will not become attracted.
那么就像磁石和那个铁哈，那么铁自然的受到磁石的吸引，但是如果你在中间呢有隔了一些东西的话，那么这种呢吸引力呢就被阻隔了。
So in the same way, there are so many things that are called anarthas. These are unwanted things within our called anarthas. These are unwanted things within our heart, preventing us from being able to be spontaneously attracted to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna.
那么也就是类似的哈，我们内心中呢都有那种 anarthas 啊，那些心就是要不得的一些东西哈，阻隔我们呢，就是说呢与呢这个自尊主的哈这个呢连接。
But Srimad Bhagavatam, which Srila Gurudev is explaining to us, has given a process of hearing constantly the glories of Shri Krishna from the lips of pure realized souls, and by this process, all these obstacles that are within our heart can become removed.
那么刚才 Srila Gurudev 也提到了哈，即由圣典《博雅瓦坛》这种经典哈，从一个我们从一个纯粹奉献者那去聆听这些命题，那么。扫除我们心中这些障碍，我们才能够做到这一点。
So in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this process is explained in the verses which Srila Gurudev is now quoting.
那么呢，在圣典《博迦瓦坛》里面呢，提到了这个程序，那么也就是 Srila Gurudev 刚才引述的释解。
Nashtak prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.So here, it is telling that nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, the process by which all of these unwanted things, material desires, and so forth, can be removed, is by doing Bhagavat seva, service to Bhagavat.
那么这里面提到的哈，铲除心中要不得的这些欲望哈，或者是物质欲望要不得的东西的话呢，只有呢，只有呢 ，Bhagavat seva 哈，就对自尊主的这个服务。
There are two types of Bhagavat.
有两种类型的 Bhagavat.
One Bhagavat is what we are hearing, this glorious scripture called Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么其中一个呢，就是我们所听的哈，这本呢至尊的经典哈 ，Srimad Bhagavatam.
The second type of Bhagavat is called the person Bhagavat or Bhakta Bhagavat.
那么第二种类型呢，被称为呢哈奉献者博迦瓦坛哈，也或者说呢 Bhakta Bhagavat.
That is the pure devotee of Krishna who is completely surrendered to Krishna and has developed pure love and devotion to him.
那么这呢就是纯粹的奉献者已经完全皈依至尊主并且呢对他有纯粹的这种 奉爱的情感。
We are very fortunate to be in the presence of such a pure Bhagavat, Bhakta Bhagavat, our beloved Srila Gurudev.
那么我们非常有幸的在这一位呢奉献者博迦瓦坛的这个联谊之中就是我们的 Srila Gurudev。
So Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, by hearing from the lips of the pure devotee, by serving the pure devotee, then the things that have accumulated within our heart over many, many lifetimes, they gradually become removed.
所以呢，圣典博迦瓦坛呢提到了，即由呢从纯粹奉献者那里去聆听并且服务他们，那么心中这些累生累世所积累的这些呢要不得的东西就会被铲除。
And then the result comes,Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Now, what is called fixed bhakti, bhakti that cannot be wavering at any time, it becomes completely fixed in one's heart.
那么这时候的话呢，被称为呢稳固的一种呢哈，奉爱的一种的状态。那么这时候的话呢哈，你的状态是不会呢哈摇摆的了。
So Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana.Pridyantak sto hibadrani vidunoti suhritsatam. By hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, then that Krishna Katha is Krishna himself, and he comes within our own heart, and he cleanses the heart of the devotee.
那么呢， 这里面提到哈，只有聆听呢 Krishna Katha 哈，那么这一种类型的命题，关于 Krishna 的命题进入我们心中，然后呢，清洁我们内心。
Then tadara jastamo bhava kama lopa dayaschaye cheta etayrana vidham stitam sattve prasidati. In this material world, all conditioned souls, they are covered. Their consciousness is covered over by different degrees of covering of the modes of material nature, passion and ignorance.
那么在这个物质世界的话呢，各种受条件限制的灵魂的话呢，都被不同程度的覆盖。那么这种覆盖包括愚昧形态以及呢激情形态。
When one is covered by the modes of passion and ignorance, then so much material lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, it stays within one's heart, and one cannot realize transcendental truth.
那么当一个人被愚昧和激情所覆盖的时候，那么内心中的色欲、贪婪、愤怒、嫉妒等等的东西的话呢，就会呢阻碍我们。
But by this process of hearing Krishna Katha, then the lower modes of passion and ignorance, the effect no longer comes into one's consciousness, and one gradually rises to the mode of goodness, and in that mode of goodness, now he becomes situated in sattva gun, and he becomes very happy.
那么呢，只有呢聆听 Hari Katha 关于主 Krishna 的命题，那么这种呢低等的这种形态的话呢，不会再进入我们知觉，那我们提升到 sattva gun 哈善良形态，这时候我们就会变得快乐。
Just like Srila Gurudev said in the very beginning of his lecture tonight, that the whole process to become happy is only by hearing Krishna Katha.
那么刚才一开篇的时候呢，Srila Gurudev 已经提到了，那么要想快乐，永远的快乐，永不受苦，那么必须呢去聆听 Hari Katha.
So when this hearing of Hari Katha progresses more and more, then vidyate hridaya grantis.Chidyante sarva shamshaya, chiyante chasya karmani, drishta eva atmanishvare. Then there is a knot within one's heart, which is binding one to this material world, binding us to identify ourselves with these material bodies.
那么在我们心中，我们是有一个缠结，有一个硬结的，捆绑我们呢，与这个世界呢，捆绑我们，让我们留在这儿。
And that knot.Keeps us in this material world lifetime after lifetime, thinking I am this body and everything connected with this body belongs to me.
那么这个结让我们累生累世都留在这个世界上，然后让我们想着我就是这个身体。
This false illusion of material identity within this world, it is a diseased condition of our soul.
所以这个就是说，以为我们是这个世界属于这个世界，那么这是一种疾病的状态。
So now when this powerful transcendental knowledge enters within the heart, then the knot of material existence becomes pierced and we become freed from these material conceptions.
所以的话，当这种知识的这种有威力的知识进入我们心中时候，那么这个缠结被打开了，那么我们就不再就是说能够脱离出这个物质世界。
Chidyante sarva samshaya.All doubts, they become cleared within the heart and one comes into transcendental existence.
那么呢，心中疑惑尽除，然后我们进入了这种超然的这个存在。
And the chain of material existence of repeated birth and death, which is caused by our karma lifetime after lifetime, now it becomes terminated.
那么这个生死之恋让我们的累世就是生死循环的现在呢开始终结了。
And drishta eva atmanishvare. Now, the pure soul, he can have transcendental realization that the Supreme Lord is the controller of everything.
那么这个纯洁的灵魂就有了这种觉悟，至尊主才是呢，这个控制者。
He realizes that all living beings are controlled and maintained by that one supreme being.
那么也知道众生所有生物体的话呢，都是这位至尊主所掌控的。
And then he renders transcendental loving service eternally to the lotus feet of Krishna.
那么这时候的话呢，他会对Krishna 的莲花主做出永恒的服务。
So all of this takes place by the process of hearing Hari Katha as Srimad Bhagavatam is giving to us.
那么呢，这呢都是藉由呢聆听呢哈利卡塔，也就是圣典佛教法堂给出来的程序。
And Srila Gurudev said, those who have taste for hearing this Hari Katha, they are the most fortunate persons in this world.
所以呢，师姑也提到了哈，那个对聆听 Hari Katha 聆听主 Hari 的命题的人呢，有兴趣者是呢，这个世界上最幸运的。
So we are praying that we will have this opportunity, to constantly be attracted to hearing Hari Katha from the lotus mouth of our beloved Gurudev.
所以呢，我们也祈求哈，能够有这种呢哈人幸运呢，能够呢经常有机会呢从呢师姑的口中呢去聆听这种哈命题。
Hari Krishna.
Hari Krishna.
Without the association of a high-class Vaishnava, we cannot have pure bhakti or pure bhakti yoga. But it is not so easy to have an association of high-class Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. In this world, it is very rare. Only it can be had if you have previous births, some good activities like Sukriti. By chance, if you will give some water, some food, and serve any pure Vaishnava, whether you don't know or know, a Sukriti will come. So, this Sukriti, life after life, together, becomes so powerful that Krishna arranges association of high-class Vaishnava. And then, from his lips, we can hear Hari Katha, and then pure bhakti will come. Without, it has been told, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. What is Bhakti Bij? Bhakti Lata Bij, seed of Bhakti. The desire to serve Krishna, this is main thing. This is the seed of Bhakti. By the lips of Harikatha, by the lips of high class of pure Vaishnava, this desire comes to serve Krishna. And then Saranagati comes. That Krishna will save us. We should do what is favorable for Bhakti. We should not do anything which is unfavorable for bhakti. Do Atma Nivedan, surrender totally to Krishna and to Gurudev. So this comes, and from this gradually bhakti develops. Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and then Prem. So the process to have bhakti, the association of Guru or Krishna mercy. Without Krishna mercy and Guru mercy, we cannot have association of high class Vaishnava. But you should know, Krishna mercy is dependent to Bhakta mercy, Guru mercy. When Guru will pray, then Krishna mercy will come, and thus we can enter in bhakti realm.
若没有呢高阶的奉献者的联谊，我们是不可能拥有呢纯粹的 bhakti， 就纯粹的bhakti yoga， 因为呢这东西呢是非常不容易的，也是非常罕有的。如果你们在过往的身世有虔诚的活动的累积哈，或者是呢叫 Sukriti 的累积，也就是说呢偶尔间呢你可能给一个纯粹奉献者呢端过水侍奉过一个奉献者， 不管是呢知情的情况下还是不知情的情况下，那么你就累积了这种 sukriti， 那么生生世世的这种 sukriti 的累积就变得呢非常强大有力。那么在这种状态下的话呢， Krishna 会安排一位高阶奉献者来到你的生命之中，那么从他们的口中我们得以呢聆听经典，也就是 Harikata， 那么这时候呢纯粹的奉爱呢才会呢来的。那么这里提到了Bhakti Beach， 也就是呢奉爱的种子。那么奉爱的种子主要是指的服务 Krishna 的欲望会呢就升腾起来，那么即由呢从高阶的奉献者呢去聆听 Harikata， 那么我们会有一种呢 Saranagati 的情感，也就是皈依的情感。我们会觉得哦 Krishna 会救我的，我会做呢对我的奉爱有利的东西，我再会避开呢那些呢不利于我奉爱的东西。因为对 Krishna 和 Guru 这种皈依的情感，那么呢就说我们就能得到呢逐渐的话得到发展了其他的阶段，从 Shraddha 开始到 Bhajan Kriya， 然后呢就是执行奉献服务还有到Anatani Vritti， 就是铲除各种的恶习啊，到 Nishtha Rati， 到 Bhav 等等这些情感。那么对 Krishna 如果呢没有呢 Guru 和 Krishna 的仁慈的话呢，我们就不可能获得高阶的联谊的。因为 Krishna 的仁慈是因为呢 Guru 的祈祷，当 Guru 祈祷的时候你就能得到 Krishna 的恩典。
But in this world there are very rare Guru. How we canWe recognize that he is pure guru or qualified guru. Very hard. But our Vedas, Purans, and especially Srimad Bhagavat had told the symptoms of a pure guru. What is the symptom of a pure guru?Shriman Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj
Sokale bolechi, Sokale Guru Tathana class diyechi somondhe.
Tumi bolecho?
Haan. Vaishnava Maharaj.
Vaishnava Maharaj? Haan.
Nama gancai na Shri Guru ye ti dao, zai zhe ge shijie shang na, wo men shi hen nan de dao zhen zhui de guru.也就是纯粹的奉献者作为一个侮辱的。那么在伟达经，在 Purana 经，在徐马巴巴塔圣典佛教提到了这些呢纯粹的侮辱的
侮辱什么的。
Om Agnyatmirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurmitam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha VanchakalpatrubhyasyaVasindubhevacha Patitanam Pavlevyo Vaishnevyo Namaha. First of all, before speaking, I wish to offer my most humble Dandava Pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved spiritual master.
Can you speak Chinese?
No, unfortunately not. Just a few words.
Bengali Baba.
Shukadeva has ordered that we tell the symptoms of the pure guru, how we can recognize, how Shastra has told what those symptoms are.
那么首先我向我心爱的灵性导师莲花族呢致以的顶拜。那么 Shri Gurudev 呢叫我呢讲述呢纯粹的 guru 他的征兆在经典里面提到的。
The scriptures tell us there are three main symptoms by which we can tell the pure devotee, the bona fide guru.
那么经典里面提到的一个呢纯正无为的灵性导师呢咕噜的话呢他具有呢三个的征兆。
He has no material attachments or desires.
第一呢是他没有任何的物质的依附和欲望。
No interest whatsoever in anything of this material world.
那么对于这个世界这尘世间的东西的话呢没有兴趣。
Nothing can attract him in this world.
这个世界的没有任何东西可以吸引得了他。
Not even in his mind.Does anything ever attract him?
那么甚至他心意里面都没有这种东西的这个吸引力的存在的这东西。
And he is completely, absolutely familiar with Shastra, with the revealed scriptures.
And
he can explain them in such a completely thorough way that anyone who has any question or had any doubt, he can remove it completely. They will understand. These two symptoms of the three are considered to be external things that are very, somewhat, although very rare, easier to see in him.
那么的话呢，这刚才提到这两个哈征兆的话呢，属于外在的征兆。那么尽管的话，就是说也是很罕有的，拥有这两项征兆，但是呢，这是可以辨识、可以看出来的。
We can see relatively easily if someone has material desires or attachments.
我们可以呢，就是说比较容易的看出一个人哈，是否呢有一些哈物质的欲望或者是依附。
If someone does or does not know Shastra, it becomes evident quite quickly. They cannot satisfy, they cannot answer our questions.
也还有呢，就是说一个人如果呢不精通经典的话呢，他不能够呢令我满意哈，就是不能够呢让我们哈长出疑惑的。
But the third symptom of bona fide guru is very difficult to perceive.
但是呢，第三个哈，一个真正的灵性导师，第三个征兆呢是非常难以的哈察觉的。
That is that he has fully realized his relationship, his service with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna.
那就是呢，他以主 Krishna 哈 ，Sri Krishna 的话呢哈，完全觉悟到跟他的关系以及对他的服务。
He is fully aware of his eternal identity in relationship and service to the Supreme Lord Sri Sri Radha Govinda.
那么他也呢哈，完全呢自觉的话呢，自己呢对 Sri Sri Radha Govinda 哈这个服务。
And with that loving mood of service to the divine couple that is always flowing in his heart by the association of such a guru, it may be reflected into our heart.
那么藉由这样的一个咕噜的这个涟漪的话呢，那么他内心的情感会投射到他的弟子或门徒心中。
But who can perceive this?
那么谁能够察觉到这种情感的流露呢？这是非常困难的。
Neophyte devotee, like myself, we cannot perceive.
那么对于一个初阶奉献者，How
to tell?
像我这样子的，那么我怎能够知道呢？
More advanced persons that are being removed from the influence of the three modes of material nature, then they will be able to. If they come into that, into their service, into their association, hearing Harikatha from them.
如果呢，修为高一点的人的话呢，如果他能够在这种纯粹奉献者的听，从他那处听经，或是呢服务他的话呢，他能够感受到他内心这种情感。
These three are the symptoms of the bona fide guru.
所以呢，刚才讲的三点的话呢，是一个真实无为的灵性导师他的征兆。And
scripture says that we should test to see whether we see these symptoms.
那么经典也提到了一个弟子的话呢，要去考验这位就是导师看看有没有这三种。So
to the best of our ability, we will look.
那么也是尽我们的能力我们去查知这一点。Still.
Only by that bona fide guru's causeless mercy can anything be revealed to us. We can even recognize any of these three characteristics in him at all.
那么其实也是藉由这样的灵性导师的他的恩典的话呢，这些东西才能够向我们内心揭示的。因为实际上我们可能没有能力甚至认出这三样品质里面其中一点。I'd
just like to add one thing that Srila Gurudeva has told. We can find it in one very excellent book of his. We hope to have it translated to Chinese soon, called Pinnacle of Devotion.
那么我想添加一件，就是说呢，虽然 Gurudev在《奉爱之巅》这本书呢，我希望很快能够翻译成中文的，这里面提到一些东西。
That when the devotee is praying from his heart, that Krishna will send him help.
当一个奉献者在他内心祈祷的时候呢， Krishna 会帮忙的。
He wants to serve Krishna, but he realizes he cannot. He needs help.
那么他想服务 Krishna, 但是觉得自己做不到，所以他想得到帮助。
Praying like that from the heart with tears, then Krishna sends bona fide spiritual master.
当他内心流泪去祈祷的时候，那么 Krishna 就把真正的灵性导师派过来了。
We are very fortunate to have come into such association.
所以呢，我们很幸运来到这种联谊之中。
We want to come up to Mr. Kupasundi.
Now, we see that Guru is essential. Without Guru, bhakti cannot be. Even we see Krishna beings, supreme personality of Godhead, he has also Guru. Sri Ramchandra, he has also Guru Vasishtha. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Guru Ishwarpuri. Why? They are Jagat Guru. But even to teach other general person, that without the help of Guru, without the service of Guru, you cannot have bhakti. And without bhakti, you cannot be happy. So, we see in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vyasadeva is Narayan, Shaktavesh of Narayan. He divided Vedas in four parts. And he took the abstract of all the Vedas and made Brahma Sutra, one book. It was very difficult to understand. So he made Puran for understanding the sutras. He made Mahabharata for all. But even it was very hard to know Brahma Sutra. Then in finally, he was repenting that I have done so much, but I am not happy. My soul is not happy. What should I do? Why not happy? I don't know. In the meantime, Narad, Devarshi Narad came there. And what became? You should speak.
那么接受Guru对我们的修行来说呢是最主要的，没有Guru的帮助的话呢是不可能有Bhakti的，像至尊主Bhagavan、Krishna、Rama，那么他们都有Guru，那么Rama的Guru的话呢是Vasishtha Muni。 妈妈布的话呢，也接受呢，伊斯瓦普里帕作为呢Guru。那么尽管他们都是呢宇宙Guru、Jagat Guru，但是为了教导众生，他们都接受了灵性导师。没有对Guru的服务，或者说没有呢Guru的帮助的话呢，是不可能得到Krishna Bhakti的。而没有呢Bhakti的话呢，我们也得不到任何的帮助。那么圣典佛教瓦堂的编撰者 那么他呢是主那拉雅的这个门徒，那么他将韦达经呢分为呢四部分，并且将精华部分呢提炼为呢 Brahma Sutra， 但是 Brahma Sutra 非常难以明白，所以他呢将此的话呢又编撰了哈 Purana 经，也编撰了呢 Mahabharata， 但是因为呢 Brahma Sutra 极为难以明白，所以呢他尽管呢编撰了这些书的话呢心中还是不高兴。
在这个时候的话呢，他的灵性导师和Narada呢就到了那里。 Diksha Guru's Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad, Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Gurus and Guardians, Nitalila Pravishna Om Vishnu Pad, Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, Nitalila Pravishna Om Vishnu Pad, Shri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to the Vidandi Sanyasikan, my Gurujan, disciples of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, My God brothers and God sisters and all the guests here, my humble Vandavat pranams to all of you.
首先我向我亲爱的灵性导师Krishna
appears as Guru also in the heart of all living entities as Chaitya Guru, residing in the heart. So it is this Guru that leads us to the bona fide spiritual master. And at this time, Srila Gurudev is explaining the Leela of how Mahamuni Veda Vyasadev, who Sutta Goswami and Srimad Bhagavatam has said that he is an incarnation Chaktivesh avatar of the Supreme Lord himself. He had taken the Vedas, divided into four. Gurudev's explained all this. But still, there was some despondency. He was still somewhat unhappy. Because Veda Vyasadeva is an empowered incarnation of the Lord himself. Certainly, he knows all things. He is a self-realized soul. So when he was meditating on what was the cause, even though he had thought so very mercifully about the condition of all the living entities in this world, how to deliver them through explaining the Vedas, dividing the Vedas, writing Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata, and all these literatures only to save the conditioned souls in this world. How merciful he is.
那么他也是呢,对众生呢,怀有这种呢,悲悯之意。
The age of Kali is approaching, and people in this age are very short-lived, they have very small intelligence. It's difficult for them to understand what Vedavyas had written in the Vedas. And also in the Vedas, there's so much description in the Karmakanda and Jnanakanda sections about materialistic activity, how to gradually develop, and also about moksha, about liberation.
但是的话呢，卡利年代的众生的话呢，短寿没有智慧，所以的话呢，尽管伟达经里面就是说他们难以明白维亚斯德在伟达经里面传达的意思，尤其是呢，卡玛卡玛康达和呢，亚纳康达，就是知识之部和业报之部里面一些知识。So
when a sincere disciple this prays within the core of his heart and cries for guidance from Krishna, then Krishna most mercifully appears outside and before him as the liberated devotee, the spiritual master. So while Vedavyas was contemplating all these things on the bank of the holy river, while meditating, he got some realization that he had not fully described the wonderful, beautiful pastimes of Sri Krishna in his previous literatures.
所以的话呢，维亚斯德的话呢，在圣河边上的话做冥想，那么他也知道自己没有呢描述呢自尊主的这个逍遥时光，甜美逍遥时光。
At that time, his spiritual master appeared before him, Sri Narad Muni.
那么当时的话呢，他的灵性导师 Narad Muni 呢显现在他面前。
Narada Muni is directly the son of Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe.
Narada Muni 呢是主 Brahma 的这个儿子，他是这个宇宙的创造者。
And one of the first and most prominent disciples of Lord Brahma.
也是主 Brahma 的最主要的门徒之一。
And Brahma himself accepted Sri Krishna as his guru.
那么主 Brahma 的话呢，也接受了 Krishna 作为他的guru。
So Narada Muni is also described by Sutta Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam as Shaktivesh Avatar. He is very much empowered and liberated devotee. So Narada Muni, he has a discussion with his disciple, Srila Veda Vyas, and asks him the cause of his despondency and gives him so many instructions that you have not, even though you have written so many literatures and you have tried to help the conditioned souls in this world, there is one thing that you have not written.
那么当时呢，经典也描述到了Narada与他的门徒Vyasa之间的对话。那么也讲到了，Vyasa对失望和这个不高兴的原因之一，是因为他写了那么多经典的话呢，却没有提到呢Krishna的逍遥时光。
You have explained about Dharma, Artha, common moksha, about religiosity, about sense gratification, about economic development, and about liberation.
他说你描述了，就是说呢，感官满足、经济发展、宗教以及呢解脱这四样的。
But you have not completely described about the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord, especially Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and about his wonderful, beautiful transcendental form, his Rupa Madhuri, his Leela Madhuri, his Venu Madhuri, and his Prema Madhuri.
那么你没有描述到的话呢，至尊主的逍遥时光，尤其是呢哈，Krishna在Vrindavan的逍遥时光，没有描述到呢哈，他品质的甜美，他弟子的甜美，他的奉献者的甜美，以及他逍遥时光的甜美。
So because you are very self-realized and you know all things and you know all the Vedas, Narada Muni did not need to explain all these things. He simply told him, you sit in trance and meditation on the bank of this river, and Krishna from within the heart and myself will instruct you how to write and how to describe all these beautiful pastimes.
Narada Muni 呢，当时呢并没有直接说，只是说呢，你可以坐在圣河岸边的话进行冥想。
Then to further inspire him, he also started to relate the story of his own life.
那么为了进一步呢，鼓舞自己的弟子的门徒的话呢，他讲述了自己的前世。
Sometimes the liberated devotee will act in this world as an ordinary conditioned soul, apparently needing to become liberated and taking a spiritual master and going through the process which we all go through from Shraddha up to Prem. But actually the liberated soul is always liberated. And Narada Muni is an eternally liberated soul, but he explained for his disciples' benefit how he lived in a previous life, some 4 billion years before in a previous time.
那么实际上的话，一个解脱的灵魂的话呢，他是呢，就是没有呢这些就是像我们类型的这种的经验的。但是呢，为了教导众生的话呢，他们讲述了自己的一些哈，就比如说接受灵性导师啊，修习啊，好像类似于我们要走过的程序一样。那么 Narada Muni 讲述的他是41年前的哈，他的一个身世。
In that lifetime, he was the son of a very simple maidservant lady.
那么在那一辈子里面呢，他是一个很单纯的一个女仆的儿子。
They had a poor household.
那么他们家里面是很穷的。
And one time, as is the custom in India, during the rainy season, they were visited by 4 traveling sages called Bhakti Vedantas.
那么呢，他们呢有一次的话呢，在雨季的时候呢，被四位人物了Bhakti Vedanta呢所访问。
Because they were full of bhakti and because they knew the purport of Vedanta, and they were traveling the entire world equal to all, showing mercy to everyone, they were called Bhakti Vedantas.
因为呢，这些人物的话，这些伟大的灵魂呢，他们呢通晓Vedanta，也呢拥有Bhakti这种关爱的情感，所以他们呢周游世界呢与传播。
So Narada, in that life, he was just a very small boy, like 3 or 4 years old.
那么当时 Narada 在那辈子里面，当时还是呢，就四五岁那么大。Maybe
5 years old.
Five.
At that time, his mother was hosting these sages, as is the custom in Vedic culture in India. When saintly persons come to the home, they are given a place to stay, some food, some services given, and those devotees very mercifully will also give some harikata, and they will be merciful to the residents of that house. So his mother served them in that way, and Narada, as a small child, got to help with that service as well.
那么当时呢，在印度的伟大传统里面，如果有圣人在家里面的话呢，一般主人家会呢，就是端茶送水呀。 服侍圣人。
That just try to approach a bona fide spiritual master, render him all kinds of service. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge to us because he is seeing the truth.
那么这里呢，《薄伽梵歌》里面有个师姐讲到了哈，去靠近呢一位呢哈觉悟的灵魂，因为他们呢哈知通晓经典，所以能授予你真知。So
the days passed. His mother was serving these sages. Narada got to serve these sages, and he said, "Just one time, I got to take the remnants of their food stuff, maha maha prasad."
那么Narada呢，当时呢哈服务呢这些圣人呢，那么就有一次呢哈他。
There are the three very powerful things in devotional service. The prasadam of devotees. The water that washes their feet, the charanamrita. And the dust from their lotus feet are the instructions emanating from their lotus-like mouths. Even a little contact with any one of these three substances can bring all benefit to the practitioner. So Narada did not spend years and years as a brahmachari in the ashram serving. It was just 4 months in the rainy season, and I think after that some time in the autumn season, maybe 4, 5, 6 months. And by taking their prasad and by hearing their harikata, because what happened? Satam prasangam amavirya samvido vanti hrikarna rasayana kata tajosana rasu pavargavartmani shradha ratir bhakti anukramishyati. In the association of devotees, we hear about the all-potent activities, name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And those descriptions are very, very pleasing to the ear and to the heart.
那么呢，这些圣人描述主的哈品质啊，逍遥时光啊，形象等等。那么这些描述的话呢，哦，聆听起来的话，非常的悦耳。
So by hearing the Harikata from the sages, Narada as a young boy, he quickly progressed from Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajanakriya, Anartanavriti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti, and he eventually came, he will describe how he even came to the stage of Bhav.
那么的话，Narada母女的话，当时呢还是五岁大，作为一个小孩子，他迅速的跨越了呢父爱的各个阶段，从Shraddha信心开始，到就是圣人莲也好，Sadhu Sangha，Anatta Nibriti哈铲除呢这些呢恶习啊，到Nishta卢起哈品味，还有呢Asakti依恋的情感，然后到Bhava Prema。So
the sages, they took their leave of his mother and him, and they went on their way traversing the globe preaching. At that time, shortly after that,
what?
Yes.
What told?
Before they left, important point. Before the Bhaktivedantas left, they also initiated
Sanak Sanandan
Sanata.
Yeah,
four Kumaras.
Four Kumaras. So they gave him mantra, Diksha mantra, and gave him some instructions on how to practice bhakti. Shortly after that, his mother died, was bitten by a snake. And in his family, it was only him, only one person. His mother was very attached to him. So when his mother left, he was feeling that there's nothing left in this world, and he left, even though he was a small boy, he also left his home and started to walk and travel and walk through cities, towns, villages, forests, everywhere, practicing what he had heard from the sages.
那么当时他家中呢，只有他母亲和他两个人了。那么因为因此的话呢，他母亲非常依恋他。但是在他接受体质之后的话呢，他母亲被蛇咬了，所以呢，就离开了躯体。 尽管呢，Narada还是个小孩子，但是呢，他已经就放弃了这些东西。后来呢，在林中啊，到海洋啊，山上啊，就是说呢，去周游了。
By practicing bhakti in this way, having taken the association of the sadhus and practicing.
In a very dense forest.
Yes.
He took bath and then sat there. And he was meditating that mantra. And after some time, when his heart was
completely pure,
purified, then at once he took the vision of darshan of Narayan.
那么徐德姑也补充了一点哈，就在这个浓密的森林里面的话呢，南二的话呢，就内室哈，他坐下来做冥想。
And at once, as a flash, he
disappeared.
And then Narada began to weep. An aerial voice came. Now, by this body, you cannot see me.
那么当时的话呢，主拿拉雅的话呢，向他显现。那么这种显现呢，只是非常短暂的一种显现。那么主拿拉雅跟他告诉他了，他说在这辈子你再也不会再见到我。
Go on to rough world, always chanting name with Veena, Swar Brahma, if prefer, and glorifying. And thus, when time will come, call will come, you will keep your feet on the head of death, and thus you will have transcendental form, and then you can travel everywhere and preach my mission.
那么呢，主拿拉雅当时呢对他说了，他说你呢继续修行，终有一天的话呢，你可以将这个脚踏在死神的头上，而你可以用你的宾纳琴就是到处呢传唱我的荣耀。那时候的话呢，你将得到一个新的身体。
After this.
Kuruve Gurachandra Radhika Tadani Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namonama. So, first of all, I offer my essences to Sri Gurudev, Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
首先我顶拜Sri
Gurudev，所有的Sannyasi，Brahmachari，以及在座的男士女士奉献者。 The mantra given by the Supreme, by the Gurudev, by the spiritual master is none different than the Supreme Lord.
那么这里面这个世界提到的，由Guru授予的曼陀罗的话，与至尊主本人没有分别。So
the Supreme Lord appears in the form of mantra.
所以的话，至尊主以曼陀罗mantra这个方式显现。Therefore,
we only have to chant it purely without offense, with prema, then we can see the Ishtadev of the mantra. The syllables of the mantra reveal itself to us.
所以只要我们是很干净的、纯粹的唱诵这个圣名，没有任何内心的污染的话呢，那么这个曼陀罗这个音节的话呢，像我们掌事里面的Ishtadev神像。No
need so much speculation, guesswork, imagination. Mantra will reveal itself to us directly.
那么不需要任何的推敲，还有呢，就是说你自己的一个意想的，曼陀罗会向你揭示。
So in a solitary place by chanting that mantra for 1 second, Narad Muni had darshan of the Supreme Lord, Narayan.
所以的话呢，在一个僻静的地方的话呢，Narada的话呢，冥想他的曼陀罗，一瞬间的话呢，他能觐见到里面的神像主拉拉雅。Like
a flash of lightning.
这就像闪电一样，就是很快的一种觐见。Spurti. 被称为呢 spurti 法门。A
temporary manifestation in the heart.
就说内心的短暂的闪现。Then
he disappeared.
然后呢，这个意象的话呢，就消失了。Then
Narad became mad, weeping, "O Lord, come back! O Lord, come back!"
那么呢，Narad因此非常的伤心了，他说，哦，主啊，哦神啊，回来吧，回来吧。He
tried to chant, but his mind was reeling. I cannot see that Lord.
他开始呢唱诵这个曼陀罗，但是呢已经见不到了。Then
voice came, "Narad, you cannot see me again in this life."
那么一个声音传来了，哦，Narad，你这辈子再也见不到我了。Because
not completely matured in bhakti.
Because bhakti, 奉爱呢, 还没有呢, 修成。
Therefore, the Lord gave him a momentary vision to increase his greed and eagerness.
所以呢, 主给他, 一瞬间的这个, 闪现, 以增加他的这个, 这个渴望。
Just like when you take an unripe mango or avocado and you put it in a hot place, it becomes ripe.
那么就像一个芒果, 一个呢, 没有熟的芒果, 放在热的地方呢, 它会成熟。
Therefore, by feelings of separation, our devotion will mature.
所以的话呢, 因为感受这种分离的情感, 我们的分爱呢, 也得以呢, 成熟。
Sometimes the Guru manifests to us, then he disappears. Why? To increase our greed.
所以有时候呢, Guru的话呢, 会显现, 有时候呢, 会消失, 以呢, 增加我们内心这种渴望。
So Narada spent the rest of his life in separation, chanting the glories of the Lord.
所以呢, Narada, 以呢, 分离的情感呢, 度过他的余生。
So in due course of time, his bhakti became mature, and like a flash of lightning and illumination occurs simultaneously, Narada Muni gave up the material body and immediately assumed a divine transcendental form.
那么呢,时机已到,那么就像闪电,激过,这个呢,照亮一片,那么Narada呢,自然地接受了死亡,获得了一个全新的身体。
Many people tell us, oh, when you become perfect, you become a zero.
很多人说,你完美的时候你是零,虚无的。
After liberation, you become one with God. But no.
他说你,就是说呢,解脱之后呢,你与神是合一的,实际上不是。
Sri Sankaracharya has written, after liberation, the soul achieves a transcendental form and he serves Bhagavan.
那么实际上,Sankaracharya的话呢,讲到,在完美之后的话呢,一个灵魂获得一个形体,服务呢,至尊主。
So we also have a seed of perfection. We have a seed of perfection within us, that is our eternal form, our sarup. And Guru, by the grace of the Guru, that sarup is revealed to the disciple. So Narada Muni achieved the mercy of his gurus, and he achieved his sarup siddha.
Sarup siddhi. 那么Narada的话,及得他的灵性导师的恩典的话呢,他得到了他的Svarupa-siddhi。
And that is the form that we see now of Narada, with his Veena, always chanting, Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.
那么就是呢,手拿着Veena琴的这个,唱诵Sri Narayan,
Narayan的这个。 And he's famous in the three worlds as the best of the Vaishnavas.
他在被三个世界呢,被称为呢,最佳的Vaishnava。
It said, Vyasadev, he saw two things he saw in his meditation. Then Vyasadeva heard all this story of Narada. He had so much faith in his guru. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga Namanasi Samyat Pranakayamali Apasyat Purusam Purnam Maya Chatharda Pasayam Yayo Samhavato Jivam Atmanam Trigunatvakam Parupay Maniti Anantam Chakritam Chabipadyate. Vyasadeva saw two things. What did he see? First, Narada Muni blessed him and Bhakti Yoga appeared within his heart. Without becoming tadatmi with Bhakti, you cannot see the Lord or his pastimes. Therefore, he immersed his mind in Bhakti Samadhi.
因此的话呢,他沉醉自己的心思,进入了这个Bhakti-samadhi,这种三摩地的状态。Samadhi
does not mean to see the white light or to see Sai Baba or anything.
Samadhi,并不是说见到一片白光,等等这些东西。Samadhi,
you have the same intelligence as your Gurudev and the Guru Parampara. The same vision comes to you.
那么Samadhi的意思是说,你与你的灵性导师,Guru和整个使徒传系,具有同样的心思。
Therefore, Gurudev is... This is proof, without the mercy of Guru, no one can have devotion. Bhakti Yoga Namanasi Samit Pranagi. Bhakti Yoga Namanasi
Pranagi Amale.
His mind was completely purified. Apasyat Purusam Purnam. He saw the Supreme Person. And Maya Chatada Pasrayam. And behind him, in a shamed position, he saw the illusory potency Maya Devi. Maya can never come before the Lord. She always stays behind.
Maya 不能够哈走在主的面前的哈，他总是呢哈在后面站着。
Hishab Purusham Purna Radha and Krishna and his birth,
all his lila parikars,
all lila parikars, all seek pastime from birth to
Dharaka pastime.
Everything. He saw that Mother Yashoda was bending Supreme Lord Krishna. He saw in trance that Krishna is taking the shoes of his father Nanda Baba
on his head.
He took Govardhan on his head, one finger. And he saw Rash Leela with gopis. And Krishna telling that I cannot repay you gopis. You have left your father, mother, wealth, your shame and everything for me. I cannot do like this. So, by your generosity, you can
make me free from that.
Free from that. But yet I will be always ready for you. And after that he saw Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet, and other things. And after Dwarka Leela, Mahabharata battle, and Krishna departing from this world, whole thing he saw. And then he wrote
Srimad
Bhagavatam. And then he... No. Go on.
Translation.
Oh yes. I forget.
那么Srila Gurudev就纠正了，补充了一点呢，就是说呢，实际上 Vyasadev 的话呢，在冥想之中，实际上哈，不仅是见到哈，就见到了实际上是 Radha Krishna， 哦，他的所有逍遥时光，包括 Yashoda 妈妈哈捆绑 Krishna， 还有 Krishna 呢哈头顶着 Nanda Maharaj 的这个鞋，以及呢用左手。的墨子举起狗耳当山哈 ，Rasa Lila 哈与牧女姑娘一起共舞，等等这些逍遥时光。那么 Srila Gurudev 提到了一个细节，就是 Krishna 对牧女姑娘哈勾品们说了，我不能够偿还你们，啊，因为你们的话呢，为了我而放弃你们的父母，啊，你们的责任、你们的羞耻、你们的贞洁等等。尽管你们只有你们的慷慨，你们可以免我这份哈情债，但是我永远哈是就是亏欠你们的。所以呢，在此之后呢，他呢。写下了 Brahma Geet 哈 ，Gopi Geet 等等之后，才呢讲到了哈，在库鲁之野啊这些战争呢，几句后 Krishna 的引进。
Therefore, Vyasa saw these pastimes thousands and thousands of years before Krishna manifested.
这样呢 ，Vyasa Dev 的话呢，在 Krishna 显现的几千年前呢，就见证到了这些未来发生的逍遥时光。
Because the pastimes of Krishna are eternal.
因为实际上的话呢 ，Krishna 逍遥时光也是永恒的。
They are not imaginary or speculation or mythology.
那么这种的逍遥时光哦，不是呢推敲的，不是想象的，也不是神话。
But they can only be seen when one is beyond material nature. That is the fact.
但是呢，只有一个人哈、哦，超越了物质的哈、哦，这个呢存在的话呢，他才能够被看见，这是哈、哦、真正的。
Yodo samohito jivatmanam trigunatmakam. He saw the spirit soul is actually free from material nature.
他看到了哈，灵魂的话呢，实际上呢是免除于那三种，就是免于那三种的哈这个物质形态的。
But because of illusion, he sees himself as part of this world.
但是因为
I am this body.
啊，幻觉的话呢，他认为自己哈是这个物质的一部分，那么就是我是这个身体。
But by accepting this, he can become free from Maya and again engage in the service of Krishna.
通过接受这些教导的话呢，他能够哈再次呢免除于 Maya 的影响哈，能够接受呢对至尊主的服务。
So everything he saw in his samadhi, he compiled. That is called the Srimad Bhagavatam.
So, in the Vyasadeva 的话呢，在那samadhi 在神定的状态下所看到的，那么他呢写下来就是圣典佛教瓦堂 Srimad Bhagavatam.
Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is four things.
因此呢，圣典佛教瓦堂包括四种东西。
Ato yam Brahmasutra nam Bharatato vininaya Gayatri Basya Rupaso Veda Ata Paribrimata. It is the explanation of the Vedanta.
那么首先是对维丹塔哈这个阐述。
It is the real essence of the Mahabharata.
也是呢 ，Mahabharata 这本书的精华所在。
It is the explanation of the Gayatri Mantra.
也是对 Gayatri Mantra 的哈阐述。
And is the real meaning of the Veda.
也是韦达经的哈真实要义。
If one has not read or studied Srimad Bhagavatam, he doesn't know anything. He cannot be called a pandit, Sri Jiva Goswami says.
所以呢，圣吉巴沟沙弥讲到的话，一个人如果没有读过圣典佛教法堂，他不应该称为呢一个 pandit 哦，学者。Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Sri Bhagavatam Siddhi.
It is the essence of all the Vedas.
它被称为呢所有伟大经的精华。
Nigamakalpataro galatam phalam sukhamukhamrita drobita samritam. It is the ripened fruit on the tree of the Vedas.
被称为呢伟大经这颗哦，知识之树的果子，成熟的果子。
And we are very, very fortunate. We can get a chance to hear that Srimad Bhagavatam from the representative of Vyasadeva himself.
所以的话呢，我们非常幸运哦，从 Vyasadeva 的代表那里呢，口中聆听呢这部呢圣典佛教法堂的讯息。
More. He taught it to.
Oh yes, so. Wow. Vyasadeva
wrote this.
He realized everything, but he was thinking, who will I give this Srimad Bhagavatam to?
Vyasadeva 的话呢，已经觉悟到这些东西，但是呢，他说他想着，我应该把这点知识哈给谁？
Because this is the highest thing; it cannot be given to ordinary persons. They will misuse it.
那么这是哈最高的东西，不能够哈给普罗大众的，因为他们会误用这些东西。
Yeah, Vyasadeva had one son. His name was Sri Sukadeva Goswami. This morning Gurudev was saying, Sukadeva Goswami is actually an eternal associate of Radha Krishna in the mood of the gopis. He used to sit on the hand of Srimati Radhika herself. She is the embodiment of Krishna Prema. So she would teach the parrot to sing Krishna, 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 Govinda Hai, Damodar Hai. And she would feed him with her own hands. So he learned Krishna Kirtan directly from the lotus mouth of Srimati Radhika.
因此呢，这只小鹦鹉的话呢，从呢Radhika的口中亲自哦学习呢这些对Krishna的Kirtan。And
when Radha Krishna disappeared from this world, they ordered Sukadeva Goswami, you should stay in this world and preach this Srimad Bhagavatam, preach our pastimes.
那么当呢，Radha Krishna哈从这个世界哈隐消失哈隐迹的时候呢，他让 Sukadeva Goswami 留下来哈来传播这个信息。
Like Lord Ram ordered Hanuman to preach the Ramayana.
就像呢哈主 Ram 呢。 就是命令呢，哈努曼呢传授《Ramayana》这本书。
So in this world, there is only one shortage, that is shortage of Harikatha. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami was very sad because there is no Harikatha.
实际呢，这个世界哈缺的是什么呢？就是缺的哈Harikatha，对主的这个哈命题的讨论。
Therefore, he knows Lord Shiva is always speaking Bhagavatam.
那么苏格列波沙米当时很伤心，但是知道呢哈希瓦神的话呢，经常讨论这本经典。
So Sukadeva Goswami flew there to where Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to Parvati. But she was sleeping.
那么当时的话呢，苏格列波沙弥哈，他是一只鸟的形象了。那么呢，飞到那里呢，去聆听啊。当时呢，哈，希瓦神呢，对他的妻子帕瓦提呢，讲述这本经典。
Because Bhagavad has so much philosophy, also creation.
因为呢，佛教法堂里面充满很多哲学哈，包括创造等等。
So she was sleeping.
因此呢，帕瓦提哈就真的睡着了。
And Sukadeva Goswami, Lord Shiva, his eyes were closed. Oh, Devi, you're hearing? And the bird in the tree was saying in the voice of Parvati, yes, very nice, keep going.
但是呢，因为呢，希瓦神呢是闭着眼睛讲过这本经典的，所以呢，他就问他的妻子，哦，Devi，你有没有听见？他说，那个鸟呢，就在树上说了，他说很好，讲得很好，再继续。
Like some people sleeping also.
好像静心的时候也有人睡觉。
So Sukadeva Goswami heard the whole Bhagavatam happily.
因此呢，苏克列波沙弥哈在树梢上的话呢，非常高兴的哈，聆听了整部的佛教法堂。Then
Shiva saw she is sleeping. Who is saying yes, no, very good? Then he saw the bird Sukadeva. He became very angry.
那么希瓦神最后发现哈，哦，他的妻子已经睡着了哈。那么谁在呢，在带他说这话呢哈？那么就看到了这只鸟。
I will kill him.
他很生气的哈，说我要把他杀了。
But this Bhagavatam is so pure. It should not be go to the law. It should not fall in the hands of unqualified persons.
他说呢，这本佛教法堂非常之高超的，那么它不应该落到那些低等的人手中。Nowadays
you see so many people in India, Bhagavad Saptaha, they don't know anything but speaking of Bhagavatam and destroying Bhagavatam.
那么在印度我们也看到很多没有资格的人在传播佛教法堂，实际上是把佛教法堂毁掉。
So Lord Shiva chased Sukadev Goswami. Sukadev Goswami flew to the ashram of Vyasadev. Vyasadev was speaking Bhagavatam. His wife was hearing. And Sukadev Goswami flew in the mouth of the wife of Vyasadev.
那么当时的话呢，这个西瓦神呢就追着这个舒克列国双冕，他就一直飞到那修院里面阿舍里面。当时呢，他也在跟他妻子讲授，根本不叫瓦谈。那么他就呢，因为他妻子张开嘴巴了，他就飞到他肚子里面去了。Then
she was very angry. Hey, where's that bird?
那么西瓦神呢很生气的，他说这只鸟跑哪去了？
Then Vyasa was amazed. Lord Shiva destroys the whole universe. Now he wants to destroy one bird.
那么呢，那么呢，西瓦神呢，可以毁灭整个宇宙，现在呢，他却呢，想着找这只小鸟。
What is his offense? What has he done? Oh, he heard the Bhagavatam illegally.
他说呢，他做了什么东西啊？他说呢，他听了整本《佛教华堂》。
Then Vyasadeva asked him, what's the result of hearing Bhagavatam? Oh, you become immortal. Then how you can kill him?
那么Vyasa就问了，那么他说呢，聆听佛教瓦堂有什么功德啊，成果？他说呢，会变得永恒啊。
Then he stayed 11 years in the womb of the wife of Vyasadeva.
12 years.
舒克列郭沙米呢，在Vyasa的妻子的肚中呢，留了12年。
And he is hearing so much Harikatha.
他听了很多经典Harikatha.
But after 12 years, Vyasadeva said, Haribol, time is finished.
那么12年之后,
Please come out.
12年之后呢，Vyasadeva就恳求他了，他说时间已经到了，请出来吧，请你出来。
Then in the womb, Sukadev Goswami said, I cannot, I am afraid of Maya, I cannot come to this world.
那么在娘胎之中的话呢，Sukadev Goswami就说了，他说我不能出去，我不想接受这个假象力量Maya的影响。
Then Vyasadeva said, I promise you, Maya will not catch you. Sukadev Goswami said, I don't believe you, I only believe Krishna himself.
那么呢，Vyasadeva就说了，我承诺，我向你保证。 Maya呢不会触碰你的，但是呢，Sukadeva Goswami说，我不信你，我只信Krishna。
So Krishna came there. Oh, come out! He took away his Maya. In that second, Sukadeva Goswami appeared in this world. 16-year-old youth.
那么呢，当时Krishna呢就显现在那地方，他说你出来吧，然后呢把 Maya 离开，他在那时候呢显现，然后呢一出来呢是16岁，一个少年。
Digamba, completely naked.
完全裸露的，一个年轻这个少年。
And immediately he began walking away.
然后呢，立即他就离家出走。
His father was chasing, Putreti, Putreti, my son, come back, my son, come back.
他的父亲呢，Vyasa呢，追着他背后说了，我的儿啊，回来吧。
Why? Vyasa is not an ordinary person like us, crying for a child. No. I want to give you this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a qualified disciple.
实际上，Vyasadeva呢，并不像一个普通的父亲一样，是因为依恋自己的儿子，而是想把这部佛教瓦堂传授给他。
But Sukadeva Goswami did not hear his words.
但是呢，舒克列郭双明没有听他的话。
Only he went directly away.
他直接,
no attachment to anything.
走掉了，一点衣服都没有走了。
There were some young ladies taking bath in the pond. They had no clothes on. When they saw Sukadeva Goswami's 16-year-old blackish complexion like Krishna, very beautiful. But they saw, oh, he is not interested in man or woman. There is no difference for him. Therefore, they also felt no shyness.
那么当时有一群年轻的少女呢，在那个池塘里面就是沐浴啊。当时舒克德郭双明裸身走过来，他的肤色呢是黑色的，也是类似 Krishna， 非常英俊的一个少年。但是因为他们没有男女这种观念的，所以他没有男女这种概念，所以这些少女见到他也没有羞耻之感。
If we see difference between man and woman, we cannot realize the pastimes of Krishna. That is all.
实际上，我们能如果能看出。 有男女之心的话呢，那就不会能够觉悟到Krishna的这些命。
And Vyasadeva came running behind, the ladies covered themselves. Vyasadeva was amazed. I am like your grandfather's grandfather. I am so old, and he is 16-year-old, no clothes, you do not feel shy. Why? They said, Maharaj, don't mind, but your son never sees this world, but you see it. Otherwise, how you know we are ladies? Therefore, you see this world. But your son does not see this.
那么当时 Vyasadeva 追过去了，但是那些少女就马上把衣服盖上。那当时 Vyasadeva 就说了，我已经老的足以做你们的主妇了，你们却要盖上衣服，而我的儿子16岁大，那么年轻，那么有吸引力，你们却没有羞耻感。但是为什么？Finally,
Vyasadeva spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Sukadeva Goswami.
那是因为你的眼睛看到这个世界。 有男女，就是有男女之心，所以他们要盖住。最后的话呢，Vyasadeva向他传授这部佛教瓦堂。
And the great sage Sukadeva Goswami spoke that same Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj in the assembly of Namisaranya. There at Suktal in Uttar Pradesh, north of Delhi. In 7 days, Sukadev goes, Parikshit Maharaj achieved complete perfection just by hearing Bhagavatam. If he could achieve the body of a gopi in 7 days, imagine what we can achieve in 6 days.
We can.
Whoever's here 6 days. But we are not hearing like Parikshit Maharaj is hearing. We are hearing, but mind is thinking what I'm going to have for prasad, what I'm going to do tomorrow. But Parikshit Maharaj hearing with complete absorption the words of Sri Sukadev Goswami. Therefore, in 7 days, he achieved perfection. Therefore, Srila Gogamaj said, in Kali Yuga, there is one sadhana. What is that? Hearing Harikatha from Mahabhagavat. That is the sadhana. That is the proof.
I'm very happy that Sriman Padmanabh Maharaj, Sriman Vaishnav Maharaj, and after him,
Radhakanta
Prabhu, they delivered a beautiful and powerful classes. If you have heard, you can realize. I'm very happy that how beautiful and marvelous they have spoken. Today our class is finished. Gaur Premanande.